All right, we got a lot of stuff going on. Where do we start with first? You choose.
Let's do Pro-Am.
Okay.
Let's do Pro-Am. It's up and coming. So it is time. It is our 36th annual Pro-Am golf tournament. Mark your calendars for Friday, June 6th. It'll be at the Heritage Hills Golf Course again. Absolutely thrilled. Thank you, Justin West, Chris Vance, Clint Coleman. Appreciate everything you guys do out there and keeping our golf course looking pristine. So we are filling up for this one-day golf spectacular, so we are looking for teams. If you guys are interested, let us know. Let me give you the quick rundown. It'll be a 9 a.m. shotgun start. It'll be an 18-hole round. The Pro-Am just means that you can have your four-person team. We will match you up with a pro, unless you know a pro and you want to bring that pro along, in which we'll work with you to get that finished up and ready for you. Let me see here. We will do a shotgun start at 9 a.m. The Ron Coleman Memorial Horse Race will be at 4 p.m., and then we'll have a reception at 7. So the team sponsorships start at $1,000, and that's a four-person team. It is a shamble. It used to be a play-your-own ball. The shamble is just a little bit more lighthearted and open for golfers of all levels. And for those of you who don't know what a shamble means, that means a scramble from the tee. Then individuals play their own ball. Another way of saying this is you take the best ball off the tee and then you play your own ball after that. So at least we get you down down the fairways a while. You know, it's like hopefully out of four of you, we can kind of get her down there. And sometimes that's the toughest shot. So we have chosen the pro scores will stay separate. And then as we're selecting or as we're tallying the scores, we will pick the best score of that one team player per hole. So whoever scores the best on that hole, that'll be the number that we work with. But it's kind of fun to be able to just spend the day with a pro, and you know, you can kind of, you know, how's that going? How do I do this? Get a little bit of technique here or there, but our pros are awesome. And then if you prefer not to work with a pro and just stay as your four-person team, usually we've got some opportunities in that way as well. So let me see here. We do flights. We do flag prizes. We'll have raffle tickets. We've got a couple of fun games. I'm thrilled to death that we've got our sports medicine team as well as our home care and hospice team that are kind of come out and have a little fun with us on the course. And so it's kind of nice to, you know, kind of bring the hospital out a little bit and engage the community in that way a little bit. So as far as where the funds go, you know, usually we just we do two major events a year, the Pro-Am and the spring concert in the fall. We'll talk about concert in just a minute here. But these are usually unrestricted funds, which allow us to use wherever we need them to be used. So for example, new equipment. This past year, we've bought a couple of big pieces for our cancer care activities or services. Specifically, our radiation oncology needed a special enhancement piece that is really going. We're actually implementing it right now. I'm looking forward to sharing more information about it. But adds to improving the safety for radiation oncology patients, as well as increases the time that they have to spend, you know, trying to hold still in uncomfortable situations. So whatever we can do to make that more pleasant and safe in that regard. We've also bought new patient monitors for our outpatient injection infusion department. So if we've got patients coming in for chemotherapy, blood transfusions, long antibiotic administered IVs, those monitors help in those ways to do what they need to be doing. So let me see here. What else do we have? We do tuition assistance and scholarships. And I got to give a little shout out to Jim Hall at McCook College Foundation. He helps us put a tuition assistance together for our nurse aides. So anybody out there looking to gain a new skill, looking to shift over into a new job venue, McCook is critically short on nurse aides. And if you take a class through McCook College right now, we're going to cover it. So as long as you pass through, you dot I's, cross T's, we're going to cover that tuition. And all we ask is that you grab a job here in McCook and put these new expertise and skills to work. Doesn't have to be at community hospital, nursing homes, assisted livings. You know, like I said, it's just kind of throughout our facility. So if you're looking for that job change, that's available to you. We offer a variety of patient assistance programs through the Health Foundations. We do this to support our healthcare team to ensure our patients receive the necessary healthcare that they need. So this is something that we do when our nurses, our care team, our social workers, identify a gap that they understand that the patient is having financial troubles and covering, they can contact the foundation and engage us, and we try to help out in those areas as well. So just a couple of areas that we're kind of working and where those funds from this program will be going. So for right now, as I mentioned, we have 19 teams signed up. We are going to cap out at 28. I know we've got several teams out there that, you know, I'm kind of waiting for documentation to come in. So if you're interested in joining us, it's going to be a fabulous day of golf, camaraderie, fun. We will feed you lunch. We'll have breakfast items out there. I already got Embers bringing out some donuts for us. We'll have a reception that night. And, of course, we'll have the beverage cart, keeping everybody happy on the course, and then stop by Heritage Hills at the clubhouse to grab whatever beverages that you need there. But it's just a fun day. It's great. I'm not a golfer myself, but wow, do I appreciate the day out there and just absorbing all that comes with it. So,
and you have another great list of great sponsors backing you up this year, don't you?
I do. I've got a great list of them. I'm not ready to release on those as I'm dotting I's and crossing T's, but I'll look to kind of come up those. You'll be hearing the commercials online, but right now is the call for those great sponsors. Now's the time to get those sponsorships in. As I mentioned, they can start at $1,000 if you want a team. If you're interested in a lower sponsorship, $500, $250, or we're also looking for flag prizes, silent auction items, you know, any of those pieces that can kind of help enhance and bring in a couple of extra dollars in those ways. So feel free, give us a holler if there's any questions. Danette Klepping, back in my office, she is an expert in this area. Contact myself. The number 344-7222. Again, that's 344-7222.
And you got a great board that really helps you out trying to get this thing going every year, don't you?
My board is fabulous, and they turn out. We try to make sure that we get a good number of our board members, our healthcare team out there to kind of help answer questions. I'm kind of working, and I haven't dropped this off with Dr. George yet, but Dr. George is our new medical oncologist in town, and if you haven't met him, he is incredible, and I've had the pleasure of hearing him talk. We did a Healthy Connections event here at the hospital. Got raving reviews back from our attendees that had went to that. He's been to a Rotary event and given a great talk. And just, you want to talk about a gentleman who can relate and connect with you and explain things in a manner. And I mean, these and how cancer services, how cancer care has changed over the last 20 years is just incredible. And so looking forward to getting him more out and introducing him to more people, as he is now our full-time medical oncologist. We truly have full cancer care services. We can start chemotherapy here. That was something that we were having to kind of send out for those initial pieces. We have plans of developing a full cancer center here in McCook. So first off, we got to get kind of our new McCook clinic developed, and then we can develop more of that center located cancer care services for our community.
Pro-Am coming up here really, really, really soon.
Absolutely. June 6th, get those. We'll probably leave that open for the next 10 days and then probably be looking to close those teams down. But like I said, they are filling fast. So give us a holler, 344-7222. We'd love to have the community come out and spend a day with us.
We've got some other big news to reveal, don't we?
We do. It's a little late this year. I'd like to talk a little bit about our concert for healthcare. Typically, we've got this kind of wrapped up and know who we've got long before now. Anybody who was out at our last one, we had Hairball in last year, who was insane. Blew the doors off, tops off, however you want to put it. We tried to get Hairball. We were like, let's have Hairball back. Good times. Couldn't get them. They were up in the New England area. Just routing issues. Kind of getting people to McCook or Southwest Nebraska gets a little tough. And then we had another opportunity that came up of maybe having Trace Adkins come in. And that would have been insane. And we dotted I's, crossed T's, did everything we could. And let me tell you, Trace, We throw a great party, but there's kind of a cap on how much money I can spend on bringing entertainment in. I couldn't afford Trace Adkins, so we were going to have that like majorly donated back. And he was willing to work with us, and we got this almost to fruition. And then he decided that, well, he got notice that he was doing a movie this fall. So unfortunately, that one didn't work out. But I had another one in my back pocket, and I put a little hold on this little side group because I was just like, you know, I was like, if Trace doesn't work, I am happy to, just because Hairball was so huge. I mean, we had our community come out. And I've heard fun rock is where we want to be. We'd like to play rock and roll again. I've also heard that there's not a whole lot of rock and roll concerts around here. So we are rocking out again. We are going to go old school again. We have legends of classic rock coming in. And what makes this band so cool is that they have the masterminds behind Great White, White Lion, Quiet Riot, and others. They have the, let me see here, they have lead vocals from the actual gentleman, and I'm going to kill his name, so I haven't, like I said, this, we just signed on this. So, but the lead vocals from Great White and XYZ. We've got the drummer from White Lion and Stephen Piercy. We've got the bass and backing vocals from Quiet Riot and Alice Cooper, the lead guitar player from Bad Company and the Paul Rogers Band, and finally, the keyboard player from ZZ Top, Kiss, and Alice Cooper. These are the guys that started truly classic rock. So when I read through kind of their quick release here, is it says, these rock titans don't just play the classic. They resurrect them with vengeance, injecting every riff and every lyric with a raw and bridling power that made these songs legendary in the first place. When they launched into the scorching Billboard hits like Born to Be Wild, Come On, Feel the Noise, and Eye of a Tiger, it's like a time machine straight back to the glory days of rock. When the music was loud, the crowds were wild, and the energy was off the charts. And that is what I pulled from Hairball last year. Mm-hmm. The energy in the arena was just insane. So I'm hoping everybody dresses back up, come on back out, enjoy some incredible music. But that is going to be October 11th. Again, that is our fall major event. We are currently taking sponsorships in that area as well. So we're excited to see what the Legends of Classic Rock bring to McCook.
You bet. That'll be a great show.
I think it'll be fun. You bet. I'm so excited. So very good.
Consort Healthcare coming up. You get through the summer months, the fall, and October 11th will be here sooner than later.
Yes. It's going to be quick. It's going to be fast. It's going to be furious. We'll be here like tomorrow talking about no Pro-Am starting the next day. And then 2 days after that, we'll be talking concert.
No question about it. You bet. And the things otherwise going on throughout the everyday process is you're at your place. You got a great crew to work with, don't you?
I do. My board's great. I mean, Danette spoils me rotten. We've got just a great team working together, and can't be prouder to support Community Hospital and all the activities that they've got going on. And then the activities that Community Hospital supports throughout the public. I mean, McCook is busting right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we've got a lot of activities going on, a lot of improvements, and I really look forward to, you know, 5 years down the road looking back and going, wow.
Exactly.
Wow.